Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
And a Happy New Year, too. I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In. Jesse, how's your Christmas season going so far?
You know, it's been great. We've gone to a couple fun Christmas parties. And in fact, last week, I went to a White Elephant gift exchange and came home with a Justin Bieber biography.
Oh, wow.
Which was pretty cool. And also a teapot in the shape of a strangely overweight horse and jockey. I don't know what to do with that exactly. But as something that our listeners will actually enjoy, a good Christmas present, we've got a free episode coming up called The Barkley Family Ski Vacation.
You know, this episode first aired December 30th, 1989. And after the show, we'll be talking with Jeff Parker, the writer of the episode. So be sure to stay tuned for that.
But before we hear the show, we should remind people about the College Writers Scholarship Contest.
That's right, Jesse. This contest gives aspiring script writers the chance to submit an Odyssey script. If yours is chosen, it could be recorded and produced for Adventures in Odyssey. Oh, and you'll win a $1,000 scholarship.
But the deadline is coming up January 15th, which is only a few weeks away. So if you've been waiting on turning in your entry, the wait is over. Check out all the details on our website.
We've also got a producer Q&A coming up soon. So if you have questions for our producers, be sure to call the toll-free comment line, which is 1-865-784-WHIT. You might get to hear your voice on the podcast.
The Avery Awards are coming up too. So if you have actors or scenes in Album 54 that you think are award-worthy, let us know at our website, witsend.org/podcast. Phew, that was a lot of announcements.
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready to sit back and listen to a free episode. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right, let's do that now. Here's the Barkley Family Ski Vacation.
This is the season for ski vacations, and the Barkley family's finally going on theirs. In fact, they're just finishing packing the car. Let's look in on them.
Well, that's it. The car is loaded, and I think we're ready to take off. All ready, Mary?
You bet, George.
You ready, Jimmy?
All ready, Dad.
How about you, Donna?
Do we have to go?
Donna, you've been looking forward to going skiing all summer. Why the sudden change?
It's winter now. I don't want a vacation in the cold now. We should go someplace warm like Florida. Let's go skiing next summer.
It doesn't work that way, honey. Now hop in the car and make the best of it. Come on, everybody in. Let's go. Let's go. Ed, Jimmy, get in the back.
Okay, hop in, everybody.
Yeah. How are we doing? You all packed?
Yeah, all packed, George. We couldn't fit another thing in here.
Oh, wait a minute. There's that book that I bought a while back that I've been wanting to read.
The one you brought last vacation and never read?
Right, son. That one.
Jimmy, be nice to your father. That book has been a steady tradition on Barkley Family Vacations for years. Didn't you buy that on our honeymoon, George?
Go ahead. Make jokes. This is the vacation that book gets read.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. Now, if you all sit tight, I'll be right back.
I can't believe we're going to the snow. Why can't we go to Hawaii like Cindy Johnson's family?
I thought the Johnsons went to Hawaii last year.
Last year they went to the Bahamas, Mom.
No, you mean Bermuda. I remember seeing their slides now.
Bermuda was 3 years ago. It was the Bahamas, Greece, then Bermuda.
Oh, that's right.
I wish Dad worked for an airline.
All right. Everybody set?
Yeah.
Here, Jimmy, tuck this somewhere in the bag, would you please?
When I grow up, do I have to bring this on my vacation?
Oh, probably, son. It is the Barkley tradition.
Lucky.
Yeah, everybody's a comedian. All right. Everybody set?
Yeah.
And away we go.
We almost there.
Yeah, Dad. How much longer till we get there?
Oh, about an hour, kids.
Dad, you said that an hour ago.
Yes, and it's just as true now as it was when I first said it.
Dad, you're lost, aren't you?
Lost? Me? George Rand McNally Barkley? Lost? honey, hand me the map.
Right.
I'm not gonna make it. My foot's asleep. Ouch! Dad, Jimmy, kick me. I did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Kids, stop fighting.
We're not.
You are too.
Are not.
George, stop it. You'll just egg them on.
I will not.
You will too.
Will not.
Will too.
I can't wait for the day this family's old enough to go on a trip without all this bickering.
Amen.
Jimmy. This is it. Come on in.
It's totally freezing in here. Do we have to rent an igloo?
No, it's not that cold.
Dad, when you open the door, 3 penguins waddled out.
Oh, come on. You'll be okay. Now, where's that light switch? Let's see. Ah, here it is.
Oh, George. Oh, what a beautiful cabin.
Look, Donna, there's a loft.
Uh-huh. Okay, listen, go ahead and put your stuff up there, you guys. Ah, the phone.
Oh, look at this fireplace, George.
Jimmy, put your things away and get some kindling for the fire, please.
What? And take the Arctic chill off the room?
Just do it, son. I've got to make this call before it gets too late.
Dad, whatever you do, I don't want to take ski lessons.
Yes, I'd like to find out about ski lessons for my children.
Dad, I already know how to ski.
Hey, maybe this year you can learn to do it standing up.
Ha ha, Jimmy.
8 a.m.? That's great. Yeah, thanks a lot. All right, bye-bye.
Oh.
They're only half-day lessons, Donna. The rest of the day you can do whatever you want.
Is there any way that could include something that doesn't make my teeth chatter?
Maybe next year, dear.
Kids, you go ahead and sleep up there in the loft, all right?
Yeah! Yeah!
All right, now get unpacked. Tomorrow's a big day.
Jimmy, over here!
Oh, your lodge is so crowded, I almost didn't see you.
Oh, here comes your father with lunch. I hope you're hungry.
I'm starved.
Hi, son. How was skiing, huh?
It was okay, except my feet are really sore.
Why? Weren't your boots tight enough?
Boots?
Funny, son. Funny.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Donna. How'd the ski lesson go?
It was great. I had so much fun.
Really? Yeah. Oh, hey, that's terrific.
I'm having such a good time up here. I'm really glad we came skiing.
Oh,
thanks,
super.
Dad.
Yeah.
There's a girl from my school, Tracy Needlemeyer, who was in my ski class.
Oh, I know Tracy.
Yeah. Well, we made plans to ski together this afternoon, if that's okay.
Well, sure, honey.
She's waiting for me by the entrance.
Wait a minute, Donna. We just sat down to eat.
I'm not very hungry, Dad.
Well, at least take a sandwich with you, huh? Here you go. You can have it on your way out.
Okay, thanks. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, Donna.
Bye.
Be careful. Well, that was sure an about-face. She actually seems to be enjoying herself.
Yeah.
Dad, can I have some money to go get something to drink?
Sure, sure. Just a sec. There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, isn't that interesting?
What?
Look, see Donna and Tracy over there?
Uh-huh.
That guy with the emblem on his jacket must be their ski instructor.
So?
So, it's kind of good looking. And look how Donna's watching him.
What are you getting at, Mary?
Oh, I wonder if maybe our daughter has a little...
Wait, Mary. If you're thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking, don't even think it.
Well, I mean, she wasn't enjoying this trip, and now she is.
Let's not talk about it. I mean, she's only 12, and...
Oh, look at her smiling.
Stop right there, Mary.
George, I think our daughter has developed
don't say
a little
it.
Crush.
No!
Uh-oh. Looks like trouble for George and Donna. Find out what happens when today's adventure continues in just a moment. And now, back to today's adventure.
I'm supposed to meet my parents here at the lodge. Want to sit down?
Sure.
I don't know about you, Tracy, but I'm beat. I'm freezing. It got cold towards the end there. Hey, look. There's our ski teacher.
What?
Where? Over there in the line for a hot dog. I saw the way you were looking at him today. You got a crush on him, don't you?
What? No way.
Why don't you go over there and talk to him?
Are you crazy? I don't even know what to say.
Just say, hi, Rob, and blink your eyes a lot.
Cut it out, Tracy. Uh-oh, where did he go?
Oh, you missed your chance. He's gone. You snooze, you lose.
Oh, well, I guess I'd better get going anyway.
Okay, see you later. Bye, Tracy.
Whoa!
Whoops, whoa. Hi, Donna, I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, hi, Rob.
This place is kind of crowded. Would you two mind if I joined you?
No, that'd be great. Hi.
Hi.
Here, sit down.
Thanks. It sure was a nice sweater, Donna. It's not often you see a picture of ducks on skis.
Oh, yeah. The ducks were my mom's idea.
Would you watch my hot dog for a minute? I'm gonna go get a straw.
No problem, sure. I can't believe he came all the way over here to sit by me. Why did I let my mom talk me into this sweater?
Whoa! Puppy love alert! Puppy love alert!
Stop it!
Dom, you're acting all silly and dazed.
I am not.
You're acting loony, wacky, giggly, and goofy. And what were those other dwarves' names?
Cut it out. I don't know. He's just so nice. I don't know. He's cute. And he helped me up that time I fell down. And then he helped me up again the other time I fell down.
In some countries, you'd be married.
You know, maybe this is kind of a nice sweater. Do you think he likes me?
He remembered your name.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Only one thing bothers me.
What?
What were those other dwarfs' names?
Kids, are you tucked in?
Yeah, Dad.
Yo.
Okay, well, here goes the lights. Now, if I can just find the bed.
Over here, George. Careful not to trip on the suitcases.
Let me get in here. Here, scoot over.
Ow, this is my side.
Mary.
Crawl over.
Ouch. Hey, careful.
Oh, you're on my arm.
Boy, you have cold feet.
Honey, don't take all the covers.
Isn't there another blanket around here? Excuse me, have we met? Mary.
Hmm?
I'm really concerned about Donna.
Donna? Why?
Well, Donna and the... you know.
The boy?
Shh!
George, he's a boy. And he looks like he's at least 17. Nothing's gonna happen. I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Don't have anything to worry about? That's what you think. Mary, I know about these... you know.
Boys, George. They're called boys.
Besides, I think Donna's too young for this kind of thing. It's just too early.
Oh, honey, it's just a little crush. She's not getting married. It'll pass in no time, you'll see.
Maybe I could just tell her she can't go to her skiing lessons anymore. I know. I'll tell her the ski school called, and she's so good, she doesn't need to bother to come in tomorrow.
George, that would be dishonest.
Yes, but effective.
Oh, honey, just go to sleep. The whole thing will work itself out if you just let it.
But I don't want her seeing that...
B-O-Y.
Wait a minute. I know what to do.
Mind your own business?
No. I'm going to ask Donna out on a little date myself tomorrow. It'll be a special time for the two of us alone together. All the books on being a good father recommend this sort of thing. She'll be with me all day, and she'll forget about this...
The B word.
Exactly.
I don't know, George.
Mark my words, Mary. This is the solution. In fact, you know, I'm so excited about this, I think I'll go talk to Donna right now.
Fine.
Now, where is that first step?
Dad, what's going on?
I'm just coming upstairs, son. You don't have any suitcases out here on the floor, do you?
Don't be silly, Dad. We put everything away neatly in the closet.
Oh, good.
Except our...
Ouch!
Except our skis.
Great.
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. Can I sit down? Listen, Donna, I was wondering if you'd maybe want to... I don't know. Skip your lesson tomorrow, and the two of us, we could spend the day together, just you and me.
Skip my ski lesson?
Well, yeah.
Dad, tomorrow's not good for me. I'm just starting to make some real progress.
Come on, Donna, this is your old dad. We'll have fun. Remember how much fun we used to have together, you know? Remember when you were little, how I used to tickle you at breakfast and you'd laugh so hard milk would come out of your nose?
Dad!
I miss those days, Donna, I do. I just want to make... milk come out of your nose again.
Do I have to go?
Well, yeah. No. I mean, you have to want to. Don't you want to, honey, for me?
Mm.
No? You don't want to, do you?
I'm sorry, Dad. Maybe another time.
Okay. All right. Well, have fun. See you in the morning.
I could barely see you under all those ski clothes. Wearing the duck sweater again, huh?
Tracy. Hey, look. There's Rob.
You want to ski over to him?
I've got a better idea. I've been thinking about this all morning.
What?
I want him to notice me, right?
Check.
Well, here. Watch this. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Donna.
Here, I'll ski over to you. Hang on. Whoa. Whoa, I'm going
too
fast.
Careful, put your knees together.
Help me, Rob, help me.
I'm coming, Donna. Hang on. Just...
Whoa.
Look out for that snowbank.
Donna.
Are you okay?
Mr. Grover.
Here, let me pull your face out of the snow.
Ah, but
Oh, boy. That's cold.
Can you move?
Barely. I'm okay, I think. Thanks for helping me, Rob. You were so brave.
Sure.
Oh, brother.
Do you need help getting up?
Yeah, I think so.
Here.
Is everything okay? I saw her crash.
Oh, hi, Katie. I think she's all right.
Help me up, Rob.
Sure. You want to hold on to my shoulder?
That'd be great.
Well, I just wanted to make sure she was okay. Are we still on for dinner, Rob?
Yeah, 7 o'clock. Oh, I'm sorry. Katie, this is Donna, one of my students. Donna, this is my girlfriend, Katie.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
And this is Tracy.
Charmed.
Well, I gotta go.
See you, Katie.
Bye.
Maybe we should go to the lodge. Do you need to hold onto my shoulder, Donna?
No. No, that's okay. I'm all right.
She's all right.
I'm fine.
She's fine.
Can you stand?
I'm fine. Let go. I'm fine.
She's fine.
Well, I gotta go, Rob.
If you're okay, are you sure you don't want to stay for your ski lesson?
No, I can't.
She can't.
Actually, I'm supposed to spend the day with my dad. I gotta go. See you later. Bye, Tracy.
See you, Donna.
Yeah, I guess Mary's right. This crush thing's probably harmless. I shouldn't worry so much. After all, he's 17, probably doesn't even know she exists. She's just 12, nothing's happening. He's a big ski instructor, probably drives one of those flashy Corvettes, but she's so sensible. Probably doesn't go much for older guys with shiny new sports cars that do 0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds. He's tall, good-looking, muscular, and athletic. She's young, naive, and impressionable, and vulnerable. What could possibly come of this?
Hi, Dad.
Donna, I forbid you to ever step foot out of this cabin again.
What?
Never mind. Donna, what's the matter?
I'm okay. I want to go lay down for a few minutes.
You're not hurt, are you?
No, I'm all right. Dad? I'm sorry about today. We could do something together if you still wanted to.
Well, sure.
See, I kind of blew it. There was this guy...
The ski instructor, right?
How'd you know?
It's a long story.
I'm so embarrassed. It was so silly. I kind of got my feelings a little hurt, but I'm okay. Dad, what's the matter?
Come here, honey. Give your dad a hug. This whole thing kind of threw me. I'm sorry you got your feelings hurt, sweetheart. I just wish I could tell you it would never happen again, but it will. I just want you to know that whenever it does, you can always come back and get a big, big hug from your dad.
Thanks.
You know, it's hard for me to grasp, but my baby girl's growing up. And that's great, and I like it, but... Boy, I hate it, too. You know, someday you won't even be my little girl anymore. You'll probably find some guy and become his girl. Unfortunately for you, your mother and I have decided not to let you date till we're dead.
Dad.
Oh, honey. You know, deep in my heart, when you're grown... I'll miss the two kids that sat in the back of the car and fought and complained all the way up to the mountains. And a girl who didn't want to spend her winter vacation in the snow. In a way, well, I wish I could be back in that car with those two fighting, whining kids who I absolutely think the world of.
Oh, Dad.
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you, too. Hey, you maybe want to go take a walk in the snow with your little girl?
What am I, an Eskimo? Honey, it's freezing out there. Hey, wait, I know. Go get the milk.
Oh, Dad.
I'm glad Don and her dad worked everything out, aren't you? You know, it's no great secret that growing up isn't easy.
A lot of times it seems like no one understands what you're going through, especially your parents. But when you feel that way, instead of running away from your mom and dad, that's the very time you should go to them and tell them what you're feeling. Like Donna learned in this adventure, they really do care, and they really can help. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. This story was written by Jeff Parker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.
You can hear the Barkley Family Ski Vacation in Album 7, On Thin Ice. You can download that album right now on our website, or you can check it out at your Christian bookstore. It's the one with Whit, Tom, and Eugene ice fishing on the cover.
Now, let's talk to the writer and, believe it or not, co-star of this episode, Jeff Parker.
Jeff, thanks for carving out some time during this busy holiday season. We're so glad you could be on the podcast today.
It's my pleasure. Happy New Year's.
Well, Jeff, today we'll be talking about the Barkley Family Ski Vacation. And, you know, when this episode was written, you were working here at Focus on the Family, but in a different department called Creative Services, not directly with Adventures in Odyssey. So tell us a little bit about what Creative Services did in those days and what a typical day was like for you.
Well, first of all, you make it sound much bigger than it was. Creative Services was literally me at the time.
Oh.
Prior to that, there was Steve Harris and Phil Lawler were part of Creative Services. And I think under the Department of Creative Services, Steve and Phil created Adventures in Odyssey.
Exactly.
Steve left. And when Steve left, Phil just moved over to Adventures in Odyssey. And I came along as the Creative Services department to do promotion for the broadcast. And so that was what Creative Services was when I first came.
Well, we have a history of some very talented sound people here at Focus on the Family. And Jeff, you're responsible for hiring one of them. And that's Jonathan Crow, who's still around. He's a sound designer for Odyssey now. What's that story?
Jonathan sent us a tape. I think it came to Chuck Bolte. And Chuck was the executive vice president who was over Odyssey. Jonathan, I think, really wanted to be on the Odyssey team as a sound designer. So Chuck gives me this tape, and I'm floored. This tape is amazing. I mean, it is great, great sound design. You know this guy has incredible talent.
Oh, he sure does.
We need this guy for Creative Services. This guy is going to fit the bill perfectly for us. I get him on the phone. Turns out he lives in Canada, and there's going to be all sorts of problems getting him down into the United States to work. Jonathan finally gets all the paperwork. Everything is clear. Everything is good. I think he probably worked for us for 3 or 4 days. And Adventures in Odyssey said, oh, we got to have this guy.
Oh, wow.
Well, thanks for doing the legwork.
And I said, well, there's nothing we can do. We have to give him to Adventures. This is Jonathan's dream. So we have to get Jonathan down. You know, we have to let Jonathan go to Adventures in Odyssey. And it was heartbreaking because we just adored Jonathan. But it was where he wanted to be.
Wow. So you're wearing all these hats. You're getting Jonathan Crow on the team. You're doing commercials. You're writing copy. How did you have time to write a script for Adventures in Odyssey?
Well, it sounds like, you know, the time was a little more crammed than it was. But the script for Barkley Ski Vacation, I think, was written when I was first at Focus. And I really wanted to write some scripts for Adventures in Odyssey.
Where did the story idea come from? Was this something that came out of personal experience?
I wanted to write something. You remember? I don't know if you remember the episode that well. There's a little speech that Chuck gives in the end about his daughter growing up, and him getting caught up in the fact that she's getting older and he's going to have to get used to it, but she's always going to be his little girl.
Yes.
Exactly.
In fact, I have a 14-year-old daughter of my own, Jeff, so I feel it as much as hear it these days.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. So I know Chuck can hit this out of the park. And that speech was the first thing that I wrote in the episode. And then I went back and wrote the rest of the episode to fit Chuck's speech that's going to be at the end of the episode.
Well, not only did you write the episode, you also played the part of Donna's crush, Rob. In fact, we have a clip of that.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Whoops. Oh, hi, Donna. I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, hi, Rob.
This place is kind of crowded. Would you two mind if I joined you?
No, that'd be great. Hi.
Hi.
Here, sit down.
Thanks. That sure was a nice sweater, Donna. It's not often you see a picture of ducks on skis.
Oh, yeah. The ducks were my mom's idea.
Would you watch my hot dog for a minute? I'm going to go get a straw.
No problem. Sure.
So tell us, how were you cast in that part?
You know, I think it was part of the deal with Chuck. If he was going to be in it, then I was going to have to be in it.
There you go. So you're playing a ripped 17-year-old guy on the slopes. Is that typecast?
That part, by the way, was completely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the only part you've played in Odyssey. Years later in The Search for Wit, you played Gary Burkhead. There's got to be a story behind your return there.
I wish there was like some great story that it literally came to. The guys and I hadn't seen each other in years. They were coming into town to record. By then, Focus was in Colorado. And it was just a great excuse to get together and go have lunch and catch up with everybody. So they cast me in that little part. It's not a big part, thankfully, because I'm not an actor. And we got together, and it was really great seeing Dave Arnold and, you know, the whole gang.
And I think we've got a clip of that one, too. Let's hear that.
Hello? It's about time you got here. I've been... Oh, you're not the police.
No, sorry.
Looks like you had a little accident here. What happened? Mixed the wrong chemicals in your chemistry set?
I call the police and get a stand-up comedian. Who are you?
Well, this is Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings.
I'm Jason Whitaker.
I'm happy for both of you. Now, if you don't mind... Did you say Whitaker? What? A relative of John Whitaker?
Now, you say you're not an actor, but we might have some evidence...
Oh, I more than say it. Believe me, I more than say it.
Well, we might have some evidence to the contrary. I think we have a clip that you did when you were on the creative services team here at Focus on the Family.
A promo.
What's that? Some sort of a killer monster?
It's my tummy.
That's your tummy? Your tummy makes noises like that?
Well, I'm kind of hungry.
I guess. Should we pull over to this ordinary, plain, dull fast food restaurant? I guess not.
Oh, better not.
Hey, how about Chick-fil-A? That's a yes?
That's a hurry.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A, taste it, you'll love it for good.
Chick-fil-A in a mall near you.
Wow. Okay. I have tasted it. I love Chick-fil-A. That's
You know, had I known what would happen with Chick-fil-A, you know, whatever it was 20 years ago when we made those spots, had I known that 20 years later I would be stuck on Sunset because they put a Chick-fil-A there and it clogs traffic because so many people are trying to get to the restaurant, maybe I wouldn't have done quite as good of a job on the spot. Who knows?
Well, we appreciate your taking some time to talk with us today. Jeff, have a very happy new year. And if you're ever in Colorado Springs, we hope you stop by the studios.
That's right. Maybe we will
send you guys.
Take you up and go skiing too.
Well, that's all for this edition and, once again, this year of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Next year is the 25th anniversary of Adventures in Odyssey, and we'll have some big, exciting events to tell you about very soon.
Oh, you mean like the contest where the kids can send in all
the... Yeah, that's the one, so be sure to stay tuned. This podcast is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure. Merry Christmas, everyone.
On the outside, it looks like an ordinary clubhouse, but crack the door and you'll find seriously crazy adventure. Inside Clubhouse Magazine, you'll discover more adventures in Odyssey. There's Wooten's blog, games, stuff to make, and jokes. There's so much fun packed inside the pages of Clubhouse Magazine, you'll wonder how we keep it from exploding. Clubhouse Magazine, the official magazine of Adventures in Odyssey. And like Adventures in Odyssey, it's celebrating 25 years of fun. And it's waiting for you. Ask your parents for a subscription to Clubhouse Magazine. Available at clubhousemagazine.com.